The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that.
Number five.
Bob Saget is here for this, by the way.
That's right. That's right. And my pipes are cold, so I'm going to call plumbers911chicago.com.
Oh, you're listening. Good.
Because I got a cold pipe. My pipe
frozen.
Gets
you
cold.
Got a frozen pipe.
I got frozen. If you got a frozen pipe, you got to warm that up or you're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So you call them. Plumbers911chicago.com. They're the best sponsor I've ever plugged.
Yep, there you go.
Get your pipe unplugged and un...
Oh, that frozen pipe. There's nothing worse than that.
No, you want to heat that pipe up, and you can't just be like rubbing it with a cloth real fast. You got to get the plumbers911chicago.com.
Is your finger on the dump button over there, Ro? Just
hey, no, the dump button's what you need if you need plumbers911chicago.
You've already hit the dump button, and now you need them.
And it didn't work.
Right, and right. Now that your frozen pipe, it's all over your floor.
Oh, my God, you can't. But not if it's frozen, then you got popsicles everywhere. You got fudgicles. You better talk.
A prominent member of newly crowned Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles says he plans to skip a White House ceremony honoring the team just hours after what is being called a stunning victory. I don't know. I mean, that was any given day.
I think you should go and bring Kevin Hart with him. I just got to say.
It's coming up. It's coming up.
Okay,
don't get ahead of ourselves.
And I love Kevin Hart. So there you go.
Yes. Defensive end Malcolm Jenkins. Oh, a defensive back. I'm sorry.
Safety.
Safety. Malcolm Jenkins. Ohio State, right? Isn't he the Ohio State University?
Yeah.
There you go. Told John Berman that he's a White House no-show.
I don't have a message for the president. My message has been clear all year. I'm about creating positive change in the communities that I come from, whether it be Philadelphia, New Jersey, Ohio, Louisiana, or this entire country. I want to see changes in our criminal justice system. I want to see us push for economical and educational advancement in communities of color and low-income communities. And I want to see our relationships between our communities and our law enforcement be advanced. And that's what myself and my peers have been pushing for the last 2 years, and that's what I'll continue to do.
That's beautiful.
I did notice how they worked the United States military into everything.
Yes,
as a matter of fact, at one point, there was a penalty, and a United States Marine came out on the field to assess the penalty. It was sort of like the NFL
saw
was going
that.
Out of its way to say, no, we're
not love our veterans.
The military.
We love the veterans. The coin toss
how about
done
the
by a veteran.
They should play them 1 year. It should be the Eagles against the veterans. I mean, then you get, well, I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Chris Long also says he's not going to the White House. That's Kyle Long, who plays for the Bears' older brother.
They're an emotional family, those
yes,
people.
Yes, they are.
They're I think
very
they're,
vocal
yeah,
on social issues.
Well, it's a rough time right now, and I know a lot of people. Dorman Lear's a friend of mine, and he got the Kennedy Center honors, and the contingency was he wanted to not have the president present because of his belief system. So, you know, it's a free country, and people can do what they need to do.
Well, also, since Norman wrote all of President Trump's best lines back in 1974.
You mean Archie
imagine,
Bunker's
yes.
dialogue.
Yeah.
And Archie Bunker was a tragic character, and perhaps the president doesn't know that.
Checking in at
number four.
Here he is, by the way, the president delivering a lengthy, sometimes rambling speech at a manufacturing company near Cincinnati. This is one of those companies that gave $1,000 bonuses mm-hmm. right after the tax bill passed. To its employees. And he said this about Democrats. Specifically, he was referencing right before he said this about the Black Caucus who sat on their hands when he talked about the fact that this is the lowest black unemployment in 17 years. And I'll let him tell you.
Where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side because honestly, it was bad energy. No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death and un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? Can we call that treason? Why not?
Okay, so
that is hard to talk. It's dead air is required after that. There is no. What do you say after you hear that?
You know, treason is a.
I've seen many presidents give long speeches where a quarter of the House, half the House, has no response and doesn't want to applaud. And when he said "One Nation Under God," Nancy Pelosi applauded. It wasn't their favorite thing to do, but she did it because she liked that phrase and believed in that. So I don't know.
Well, I think it's firing squad at dawn, right, for Democrats in the House of Representatives. Would you say? I'd say so.
Treason.
They have them. It's, have them all.
So you're saying stockades in the public square?
Stockades, maybe. I'm thinking gulags. I think
maybe just a good tar and feather.
I already decided that I'm. By the way, I'm like 3 months past. Uh-huh. I predicted that by December of 2017, I was going to be placed into some sort of a work camp, given one potato per month to live on.
Being a Democrat.
Not even being a Democrat, because I'm really not even a Democrat.
Are you? What are you?
I'm an independent, but I was sort of a center-right independent,
right.
And it turns out that I have no place in society.
So you're going to be beaten with a cat of nine tails on your bare buttocks in the public square.
Yes, or I'm going to be in a work camp in a gulag.
Or it could be a man in the iron mask situation, but how are you going to get the headphones on? That's the problem.
Now, the president went on to say that about this Devin Nunes memo that came out. This is interesting. It just out of nowhere, he says this.
Mm-hmm. That's a good guy right there, Jim, huh? I think he'll probably be very supportive of you. I think everybody's going to be supportive. We need people that are going to do a great job and keep us in the right direction. We need them badly.
You think I'm in the wrong
country. Or it all goes back to where it was and worse. Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They are very embarrassed. They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them. Hey, we caught him. Oh, it's so much fun. We're like the great sleuth.
He sounds like a villain in a Bond movie.
I know!
It does.
The whole time.
Oh, we caught him. They didn't slip out of my hands.
So, you know, we do the drunk Trump thing here. And I wondered, what would this sound like if the president actually drank?
Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They are very embarrassed. They never thought they would get caught. We caught them.
I think it's Xanax. I think we're talking pharmaceuticals here.
I think we are, too.
I think we truly are.
Yeah, because I think there's no other explanation for what goes on here when he wakes up all like
no.
He wakes up like somebody on a Trans-Pacific flight who decides to get to put their head through the cockpit door.
You ever seen those guys? An ambience like a killer, and
right.
They get up and they do slow motion mime to get something out of the overhead, and all they're trying to do is get another ambience so they can stop moving around like something out of the CGI movie.
Exactly right. So I think that's kind of what happens here. Anyway, there you go. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. Bob Saget is here, and Bob is going to be. By the way, I'm going to get this right, Bob, because you're here. I'm gonna be respectful and get your plug right. Wednesday. 8 o'clock, the Rao Center in Crystal Lake. You can go to raucenter.org, RAUECenter.org, or to Bob's social media, or to Thalia Hall on Thursday if you want to be downtown. That's in Pilsen. There's some great restaurants, by the way. That Dusex is an amazing restaurant
in that
building.
Before.
And there's bars there. It's a really cool place to go see a show. And Thalia Hall, Chicago. .com too for tickets and information. That's on Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
That's really nice. Thanks for those plugs. And if your pipes are frozen, what you want to do if you literally look down and your pipe is frozen,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
you get online,
mm-hmm.
And you go to
plumbers911chicago.com,
uh-huh. And they are going to unfreeze your pipe. It will not be frozen and cold and stiff and hard.
Is it uncomfortable when you sit down though? Is it?
It's freezing. You get freezing a fanny. You need to fan your fanny.
Then it'll burst eventually,
right?
Your fanny will burst, and then you're gonna have another problem because what are you gonna do with
but
you know,
with your pipe and your fanny burst?
If they both burst, you've got to call a 911, a plumber and 911.
I mean, this is why you have to be 18 years old to see Bob Saget's show.
But that, if this is all
example.
I do, how bad is it? It's a 9-year-old that learned some words. That's what my stand-up is.
Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour of the WGN Newsroom?
And then there's this. There's Chicago. They're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning. The WGN-TV Morning News Team, weekdays 4 to 10.
Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN. And Bob Saget is in the studio with us. By the way, not only is Bob Saget going to be at the Rouse Center on Wednesday and then Thalia Hall on Thursday here in Chicago, he also has a very hot comedy special on the television, where all television, where you can find everything on the television on the on demand, called 0 to 60. It's going to be on Amazon Prime coming up next week, but you can find it right now on Google Play and iTunes and Comcast and all that stuff.
It's iTunes and Amazon and Spectrum and Speculum, and it's also on a suppository and a hand cream. But it's it's actually on DirecTV and Comcast and all those real things.
And you directed it?
It's my stand-up.
Oh, your stand-up. Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour stand-up special, and it's got like 4 new songs in it because I always do music. And, I'm really proud of it. People really are liking it. It has more love in it than a lot of my shows, which is why I'm doing stand-up more, too, just because, and I'm not political, and I don't talk about my lower parts too much. It's pretty...
You talk about everybody else's lower parts.
It's family entertainment, but if you get a frozen pipe...
Did you notice that?
Oh, geez.
Did you notice? He couldn't even get those words out of his mouth. He was trying.
I'm opening a Thalia Hall with frozen pipe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You're going to work that in somehow?
Oh, well, you have to if it's frozen.
We're talking
about
on.
Tom Brady now.
Yes, we are going to talk about Tom Brady. We're up to
number 3.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect.
Oh.
What is that?
Not perfect yesterday, though, for poor Tommy.
That's our Tom Brady song.
Oh,
and he ran out of power yesterday. Oh, it was pretty good, though. Down to the final play of the game.
I was going to say, he was damn near perfect.
He was.
For 500
set a record, 501 yards.
He's Tom Brady, for God's sake. My favorite
didn't go down
member of the Brady Bunch. He didn't have a perm, though.
Cannon front arm.
He had a great jacket, that plaid jacket. He looked beautiful.
His pipe's not frozen.
No.
He says now he's going to have to focus on the offseason.
Well, no one's feeling sorry for us, so, we'll evaluate like we always do. And, everyone, I'm sure, is pretty tired after a long year. You always hope you come out on the winning end of the shootouts, but we just didn't come out on the winning end today. That's football. That's what it is.
I like Giselle Bundchen pounding the red wine last night. She just saw the whole thing not going well for him.
Isn't that against his diet?
They don't do alcohol, I thought. But
or caffeine or anything that tastes good.
Right.
Do you think maybe because he was down on the field and she...
She's like, finally.
She exists. He'll never know. I'll just start drinking.
Seemed like a good time to drink any.
She was sitting next to Kevin Hart. So.
Oh, gee. Speaking that would make you drink.
You know what? Thank you, Bob. Speaking thereof.
See what I did
great
for you.
Segue. And it wasn't about a pipe.
Now, Kevin Hart dropped an accidental F-bomb on the NFL Network last night after his beloved Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I hope this is an example of what we can do. We gave a f***.
Hey, Kevin, I love you. All right, he got to go.
He got to go.
All right, so now, I don't know if you
That's
saw
Kevin
this.
Hart.
As the NFL trophy, the Lombardi trophy, was heading its way to the stage, you see in the camera shot Kevin Hart trying to get up on the stage and a guy who's got to be 6'8", 400 pounds, just shaking his head no at him, like, you're not getting up there. And Kevin Hart, I mean, we know Kevin Hart.
He's a sweetheart. He's funny. He's the size of the trophy.
Yes. That's my point, is he's fun-sized. He's even more fun-sized than the Rolling Stones are fun-sized.
But I mean, he's in such great shape, it is miraculous. I mean, he is a giant in some ways.
Well, he's a Philadelphia native, too. Felt very emotional about this game.
Yeah, and I am, too. And it did feel good. And I love Boston a lot, too. I actually love it there, and I love the teams there. But I love the Cubs. I mean...
You know what? He's got a comedy special to sell here. I see what's going on. All right, hold on a second. Doesn't piss off any
I sang
any,
the anthem at the White Sox game once.
Then how are you
going to be a Cubs
fan?
Go back to Kevin Hart. Go back to Kevin Hart.
So here's Kevin Hart. So here he is. He's apparently a little overserved. So he goes on social media on the way home.
Yeah.
this is always a good move when you're in the car drunk on the way home and you decide to go on Facebook and explain yourself.
To all the kids out there, I just want to say don't drink. You know, when alcohol is in your system, you do dumb stuff. Me trying to go on stage with the trophy, definitely in the top two stupidest things I've ever done, but who cares? The Eagles won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm still a little tipsy, but the world can kiss my shut up. I ain't got socks on because I'm tipsy.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like he cleaned up.
The publicist goes, baby Holling, darling sweetheart, great job. It's all good. It's all fine.
But today I saw on Instagram that he went to go see a little kid with a brain tumor, and he took his plane, and he wanted to go do something noble today.
See, that's what he does.
Yeah. There you go.
Because of the guilt and because he wanted to do something noble. I mean, he's a
good guy.
He actually is a really good guy. Yeah. And I always liked when I see him, we hug each other, and I suckle him like a little baby on my breast.
When you hug him, isn't it awkward for you? Because you're a taller guy.
Yeah,
not really. One time I had a frozen pipe, and that was a problem.
I see what happened.
Because that was about neck high on him.
You are going to work this into your routine.
And finally,
number one.
This is sad news. John Mahoney, the beloved dad on Frasier. And a stage actor from Chicago who did everything you can possibly do to make the Chicago theater scene as vibrant as it has become to this very day, has passed away. 30 years in show business. People may not know this, that John is actually from England originally, but spent almost his entire adult life living in Oak Park here in the Chicago suburbs. He won a SAG Award in 2000 for Frasier. And was nominated for 2 Emmys and 2 Golden Globes. Was also active in theater, not only here in Chicago, but also in New York, winning a Tony in 1986.
I've got a lot to accomplish this evening. I'm going to start on my Russian language test. What? What is it, Dad?
What? Nothing.
What? Don't you think I can do any of these things?
No, I think you can do anything you put your mind to, Frasier. You always have.
Thank you, Dad.
I just wonder about all these projects.
Well, as I said, I am streamlining.
You know, I think what you discovered this week was that something's missing from your life. And before you start to fill it up with everything but the kitchen sink, I think you ought to just ask yourself, what do I really want? What is really going to make me happy? Now. Well, that's weird. I suddenly feel like having a beer.
There's something so real about everything he did. Everything. I mean, I loved him in Say Anything. When he was Ione Skye's father and yeah. John Cusack was trying to date her, and he was a complicated character. He was such, and I met him and spent a little bit of time with him, nicest man. It's such a sad thing that he's gone.
It's a great loss. Mm-hmm. Actually, John Mahoney.
Really is.
How old was he?
John Mahoney was 77.
He should have been here longer.
Cheetah Ballack's news coming your way in 2 minutes.
The top five at five.